In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I know. We get to hear. It's a good. You should go back to the words. They matter. This binding to ourselves, this Trinity. It's this of the Trinitarian. But I'm probably not going to talk about it too much because this is also known in my business as Heresy Sunday. Because we're 100% theological. Because to be honest, it's a mystery, amen? It's God, three persons. Sounds good, but try to describe that. Yeah, God. We start Holy Spirit and decide we talk Trinitarian theology ahead of time. Whew, that was bad. Isms and heresies. So somebody described that's actually this heresy. So people's thoughts. What's the reason of having God? And life is filled with seemingly and decisions, isn't it? And the more it seems, the less capable maybe we are handling it. We face all these different things that are shifting and changing in our world. And I don't know for you, but when I'm in the midst of something that is challenging me, a difficult decision, you know, the first voice is mine. My voice is what I hear first. And my questions to myself is, what am I going to do? And how do I fix it? Now, you maybe you're not quite carrying the control issues that I have on occasion, but that's first. And then off I go. And I try to do things, and I try to fix things, and I try to make them in a way that makes me feel good. But we live in a very strange place, don't we? We live in a broken world. And then evidence of that is everywhere. Any day when we wake up, it's almost scary, isn't it? What are we going to hear about today? What brokenness is going to raise up its head? And what are we going to do? And some of it is so overwhelming. All we can really do is hide. Or we pretend it isn't happening. But it is, isn't it? We live in this broken world, but we live in the world as God's church, amen? So even now in this broken world, and maybe even more so now in this season that we are in with worldwide pandemic that it seems to be ebbing and flowing. We don't really know what's happening with it. I don't know at this point, not that I did. But in the broken world, the one thing unbroken, God's church, seems broken. The church doesn't know what to do. I can tell you the leadership of the church isn't sure what to do. We look around, we read, we struggle, we strive, and we say, what's happening in the church? It's a hard decision. What do we do? How do I feel? How do I fix it? And then we have to realize that as the church, brothers and sisters, we, being the church, are the body of Christ. And then we live in this broken world, in this church that's trying to find its place in this broken world. And here we are as individuals, trying to find our place in his church. How do I feel? What do I do? How do I fix it? And sometimes the things are so overwhelming, we just don't know what to do. And I would say this, over the last week or so, God has given me opportunity to pay attention which I'm sometimes good at and sometimes not so much. And I think we're trying too hard. We're trying to fix the church and fix the world, but we have to start where? With us. If we don't start with us, with ourselves, if in this broken, damaged world, in this church that's trying to remember and find its place, if we don't start with us, nothing further. That's our mission statement even says, transforming lives, transforming the world. If our lives are not transformed, there is no transformation of the world. If the church is not transforming, then there is no transformation of the world. We need to realign. We need to be able to pay attention. We need to be able to wonder what to do. And it's in these moments we just stop and we think, well, God, what if God was here? Then we just have to do, amen? And then we can do that. Then it's simple. I can be obedient to that. At this point, somebody's got to take a run at it. In this world, it's so strange. I mean, I don't know what to do half the time, what's going on. But we could ask God if he was here. And this is where we turn to his word. As Ms. Morgan indicated earlier, that's where we find all truth. So we read that today in chapter 5, verses of the gospel according to John. I'm sorry, chapter 16, verse 12. I still have to say to you, but you can't know. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare to you. All is mine. For this reason I said he will take what is mine and declare it to you. How are you going to sort that? And I thought, it's repetition to your attention. If you're reading scripture, you see something repeated, you should pay attention to it. So what's repeated? Declare. So when looking to the word declare, it's a word we hear, well, maybe not as often as we used to. So looking, sort of the root word broken into, and it says D, which means thoroughly. What we say is clear. In Latin, it sounds different, which means make clear. Declare. Thoroughly make clear. Thoroughly make clear. So I thought, well, that's interesting. How does that read? And he will thoroughly make clear to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and make it clear to you. All the Father is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and thoroughly make it clear to you. It's getting a little better. And what does this mean? Church, as we are sorts itself, and what we do, the Spirit of truth has come. As we sit here together on Trinity Sunday, God is Father, God is Holy Spirit. That's my lesson on the Trinity today. We can ask God. And he will make it thoroughly clear to us. We can ask. And the power of the Spirit not only is among us, it is within us. We may actually speak by the power of the Holy Spirit to one another. We, by the power of the Holy Spirit, may hear the Spirit of God speaking both in his word and out of the mouths of our brothers and sisters. But we have to remember to ask. We have to turn on our GPS. Mine often says, off course. I have to turn off the volume because otherwise I just get in an argument with it. Isn't that strange? I can do the same thing with God. And I wonder, in this difficult time, in this struggle, as the church tries to find its place in this broken world, and as we, as individual members of this body, strive to find our place in this body, I wonder if we stopped listening and instead heard our own voice. How do I feel? What can I do? How can I fix it? Through the very power and presence of God, we can seek him. He will use us to speak truth to others. He will put us back on track, back on course. But we have to stop and listen. And so often, we stop and we wonder. And then we're just stopped. Brothers and sisters, through the mystery of our one true God, we have been created, we have been reconciled, and we dwell with him. We don't have to want and wonder anymore. We can just ask, listen, and act. Amen.